It is time for the Community Wellness Talk. Got this morning on the phone from Skagway, Kay Lynn. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
How's everything in Skagway? Are you guys all fogged in there, too?
We are, yep. It's like a quintessential fall day here.
Rather thick this morning, but just kind of nice and quiet and still, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So, the big 2023 health fair coming up.
Yeah, so that we're looking forward to that. Primarily, the Dahl Memorial Clinic is hosting that, but we're going to hold it here at the Skagway Recreation Center. So that's coming up on Saturday, September 30th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there's going to be a lot of different things offered during the health fair. As far as the recreation center goes, we're having yoga from 10:15 to 11:30 that morning. So it's going to be free, open to the public to come and join in on those classes.
Nice.
We are also going to have an introduction to spin and stretch class from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So try and get people in the door and see, you know, what we can offer here at the rec center. We offer a lot of spinning normally, but not everyone's comfortable starting out. So we're going to do an easy introductory ride for anyone who wants to come for the health fair.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we the clinic is also offering, there will be a variety of vaccines that participants can get if they'd like, and they have so many different blood tests that they are also offering to the community, all at very affordable rates as well.
Nice. Do people need to schedule ahead for the blood draw or anything else?
Ideally, yes. If people are able to, they can call the clinic, or there is a QR code on the Dahl Memorial Clinic Facebook page. They can scan that and book their blood test appointment for that health fair.
Great. But if they don't get one scheduled, can they show up and maybe get one?
Possibly. I was not able to confirm that before our call, unfortunately.
So best to go online and find that.
Yes.
You said that's on the Dahl Memorial Clinic website?
Yep, they're on their Facebook page.
Their Facebook page.
Yes.
Nice.
But yeah, there will also be a variety of interactive exhibits and partners from around Skagway and around Southeast Alaska as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, having a good partnership with a variety of people. Saturday, September 30th is also Skagway Clean Sweep as well. So the City Visitor Center should have a table here and can promote people who are out doing the clean sweep to also stop by and check out that health fair.
Great. And on my flyer here, it says health screenings as well. Can you talk a bit about that?
The health screenings, I'm not sure what those are going to look like yet. So I think some of that is the blood tests and the vaccines and things. Possibly, I would assume, blood pressure and things like that as well.
Right. Kind of get some baseline. Yep. See what the numbers say.
Yeah.
Great. And so then, let's see, you got yoga, you got and spin class. It says pie in the face here on my flyer.
Yes. So we're trying to get some volunteers within the community and the city, city employees who are down to, you know, raise some money and get pied in the face for a good cause. And those funds are going to go just right back into supporting next year's health fair and keep this going. So, yeah, come on out and see who all is available to pie in the face for charity.
That's great. And looks like you got a lot of sponsors for this.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like we're getting, you know, from what I've been told, we're getting more all the time as well.
Nice. Yeah, I've got the flyer. I've got Arctic Chiropractic, Aware, the Skagway Village Traditional Council, AirMed Care Network. Can't quite read this lower one. That's great.
Oh, the Elks.
Excuse me?
The Skagway Elks, number 431.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's great. Having a lot of sponsors, a lot of support for that. It's really a good thing. The health fair. How long has the health fair been going on there in Skagway?
Oh, I don't actually know the number of years. It was held here at the Skagway Recreation Center up until about the pandemic, and then the Presbyterian Church, I believe, had taken that over and ran the health fair for many years. So now it's back under the clinic and back at the rec center. So I'm not sure what number this is, actually. I'll have to ask Kira Lathrop. Kira Lathrop is actually the behavioral therapist at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. She's the kind of the brainchild of all this and organizing everything. She was unavailable this morning.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, it's been going on a long time, though, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's back at the rec center because recreation and, yeah, staying active is a big part of staying healthy, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So we're definitely settling into that transition, that shoulder season right now. We have been offering crew basketball for crew members off the cruise ships to come and reserve the gym. So at the end of this month, that will be done for the year. Free up some more gym time because in October we're going to bring back toddler time. So that's like a little social hour for parents to bring their toddlers and just be able to socialize with each other and get their toddlers running some of that energy out. So we're excited to have that back starting in October. And then our after-school program is in full swing. So that is Monday through Friday from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. And Skagway kids from kindergarten all the way through fourth grade, that's what that program is geared towards. And if anyone's interested, we have a registration packet on our website, or they can stop in and sign their kids up and see what the after-school program has to offer. Additionally, we did just get a pickleball machine, so we know that our pickleballers are really going to like that, especially as a lot of the summer seasonal players start to leave town, and you know there might be some lulls in attendance, so we got a pickleball machine. The staff is going to be learning how to use that before we roll it out to everybody to use in the facility, but that is coming hopefully within the next week or so.
So that, the machine, so it like shoots balls for people to hit?
Yep. So yeah,
okay.
And it can be movable. It has 10 different program settings. So it's really going to provide a lot more activity to, you know, keep up to date on your training and your pickleball playing over the winter. Especially, you know, we don't have an outside court yet. Hopefully next summer we can get one of those going. But yeah, so we thought this would be a really great way to keep people active and engaged throughout the winter with or without a partner.
Right. Yeah. Pickleballs. There's pickleballers here in Haines too. That's really been taken off all over the country, it seems like. And that's new to the rec center though, isn't it? Pickleball.
Pickleball has been happening here for over a year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We've had pickleball nets in our indoor court since about 2018.
Oh, okay.
But it has really, really in the last like year and a half, it's really spiked in attendance and popularity here.
That's great. Yeah, get people out there and being active. That's great. You mentioned the after school thing too, because important to get kids into being active from a young age and realize, yeah, have fun and how good that makes them feel.
Absolutely. Yep. They're constantly, getting that physical activity, running out some of that energy, and our staff here provides like a variety of different games every day. We also intermingle arts and crafts in there as well. So we do try and mix it up as best we can for the kids.
Right. That's great. And what time is that? What time of the day? Is that every weekday or?
Yep. So that's Monday through Friday from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. here in our main gym.
Nice. All right. So that's this next Saturday, right? The health fair.
Yep. Yes.
Saturday the 30th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the rec center. And again, you said what time for the yoga? There's yoga class and then spin class separate, right?
Yes. So there's going to be yoga from 10:15 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the group fitness room. And then up on our cardio floor, we're going to have an introduction to spinning with a stretching portion afterwards. And that will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Nice. And then the sign a schedule ahead of time for the blood draws.
Yes, if possible, definitely get in, book those early to ensure that you can get a spot to get those blood draws. And they're very affordable for everybody.
And what's the website for that?
If you go to the Dahl Memorial Clinic Facebook page, it's posted there.
I keep saying website, right. And then for questions, we've got 907-278-0234. Is that the rec center number or the clinic number?
That is the, I don't actually know whose number that is. The Dahl Memorial Clinic's phone number is 907-983-2255.
Okay. That sounds good. Nice. All right. Anything else, Kay, you want to say about it?
The only other thing as far as the rec center goes that I do want to plug is that we do have a community survey out right now. Everybody in Skagway should be receiving one of those surveys, hard copies, in their P.O. box here this week, as well as it is online as well. So we're really trying to capture some good data of our patrons, of who uses the rec center, if you do or don't. You know, let us know why and give that feedback. It's going to be so valuable as we continue to plan for the future and expand our recreation opportunities here. So do you want to plug that community survey? That is going to be open until October 12th.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for coming on air with us this morning, Kay, and tell us about this upcoming Skagway Health Fair. It is this next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, next weekend, the 30th. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kay Lynn from the fabulous Skagway Rec Center. Thanks again for joining us this morning, Kay.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Okay. And it is just about pretty much straight up 9 o'clock on KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan.